escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome into hour number two. Let's start right off with some text messages coming in at 504-260-1870. The River Rat's checking in. He says, I was told that no fishing license was needed when you are with a charter captain. This guy operates out of Venice. Thanks for setting me straight. Yes, you definitely need a fishing license, but what he may have been referring to, if you were going offshore, if you're fishing with a charter captain, offshore, you do not need the ROLP, which is the Recreational Offshore Landing Permit, which is issued free of charge. I don't see why anybody wouldn't get one. But you do not need that. But you do need your basic and your saltwater license if you're fishing. Or you can get the charter guide license, which is like $20 for a three-day period. Of course, being a resident, you're probably better off just getting your regular fishing license. We got this one says, no, it's a personal responsibility to have a license. We have too many rules and regulations now. That's from New Iberia. And this one says, I'm not a charter captain, just a boat owner. Always ask those on the boat if they have a license. Worth the time to check. Got to agree with that. The Lafayette Yak is checking in. He says, can you give more info on the virus in Louisiana? I think there were 17 in the state. What areas? Of course, this has been a concern to us kayakers. Is it getting worse this year? Seems like it is more prevalent this year. It's above average in the number of cases reported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As far as the Gulf Coast, the information I had, there were 32 people total, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Probably the worst was here in Louisiana. 17 cases, you're correct, 4 deaths. The exposure to the seawater was the cause for 75% of the cases. The other 25 was from seafood ingestion or handling. All right, so that's it. Vibrio vulnificus. Be on the lookout. Be aware if you've got any cuts and you know, take precautions to clean those up. And I would certainly wear gloves if you have any snags or punctures from shrimp horns or fish fins. All right, the old snake doctor is checking in. I haven't heard from the old snake doctor in a while, but I'm sure he's been listening. They're going to be tying flies at 10:30 when they open at No Wake Outfitters, and they're getting ready for the Rio Grande Cichlid Tournament in October. Now, those Rio Grande cichlids, that's an invasive brim that actually they're pretty good. They fight hard, but there's some concern that they're competing with our bluegills and our rather perch and brim that are in the state. And they encourage you to take them out. Good eating fish, too. Anyway, they got a fly tying going on with the old snake doctor. Might want to stop by there later on this morning at No Wake Outfitters. We'll tell you their location in just a little bit. And here's one from Dennis Hubble. It's David Hubble. He is our resident Alabama gourmet. He says, I still haven't tried the granivole yet. They sound interesting, but my triophobia is holding me back. I guess I'll need to have someone else harvest them so I don't have to see the empty pods. Well, if I happen to come across any granivole in my travels, David, I will collect them and deliver them to you and see what you can do with them. Thank you. With your creativity in the kitchen, I'm sure you could find some very good ways to prepare them. All right, we come back after this. We'll check in with Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Find out where he's been fishing, what he's been catching, and what the prospects are for this weekend and on into next week. He's with us next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Network. And our Born on the Bay report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You know, I got to looking at the non-member rate card and towing procedures. And daytime towing, $375 per hour. It's a two-hour minimum. Nighttime, it's $425 an hour. Ungrounding is a vessel fee of $150 per foot. Inclement weather surcharge, $350 per hour. Large vessel, $350 per hour. And $20 for a container fee for fuel. Easily, if you need a service to come rescue you on a breakdown, it could easily run into the thousands of dollars. But for $249, that's a whole year worth of as many trips as you need to get you back to safety or bring you what you need to get your boat running. Check them out at CETO. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or simply go to CETO.com and get signed up. And it's a peace of mind for you and your loved ones who may be at home wondering how safe you are in case you're late getting back in. CTO's there. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, we're talking about checking licenses on charter boats. How do you handle that? Do you just ask everyone, do you have your licenses? And if they don't, you direct them on how to get it? Or do you just leave it up to them and don't even mention it?
Well, I generally call my clientele the night before we leave, sort of do a final check on the weather, and at that time, I'll have the opportunity to ask them if they have their out-of-state license. And if they don't, I can, you know, tell them how to go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website and what license they need and how to purchase it. I tell them that I would grab a screenshot once you, you know, hit pay, but that the Wildlife and Fisheries will send you a confirmation number, and that number will be your license while you're on the water, so you need to have it with you. So I guess I check the evening before. I don't check that morning to see if they have them. I've informed them that they need them, and if they don't get them, I guess they're willing to break the law.
Yeah, well, it's a personal responsibility, and it should be up to the person to make sure they're properly licensed. Well, Mike, this is August and kind of getting into that transitional time. Where you been fishing and what you been doing?
It's been a mixed bag recently. Been throwing both live shrimp and artificial and just catching a mix. You know, I've been concentrating on deep water where we have current movement. And shucks, this week we've caught pretty much everything. We've caught redfish, we've caught black drum, freshwater catfish, bass, we've caught speckled trout, we've caught white trout. I guess the only thing we didn't catch was a triple tail. We saw two of them. We could tell that they were undersized. We were running from rain, so I didn't even bother stopping to mess around with those small triple tail. But that's been our go-to. Today we got some rain in the area, so we're kind of in a holding pattern. Hopefully that'll pass by relatively soon, and we'll get a chance to get out and see what we can find.
Mike, you mentioned black drum, and I think that's another one of those underutilized species. I think more and more people are recognizing how good sheep's head are and the white trout. But you don't hear people targeting, I'm going to catch some puppy drum or black drum. And, I mean, it just, to me, as good as a redfish, and the size, it remained the same. You can, it's five, and it's a little bit smaller slot size than you have on the redfish. Do you have a target drum, or are they just strictly an added bycatch when you guys catch one?
Most of the time when we're out in the marsh, they're just an added bycatch. There have been years where they were really thick in Lake Pontchartrain, and we caught them by the bridges, and it becomes predictable after a couple of weeks that they're there and you can target them. They're an excellent fish to eat. A variety of ways to cook them, could fry them, could put them on the grill, sauteed. Very good fish to eat. Please don't throw back black drum if you catch one and he's legal, because they're really good to eat.
You mentioned you caught some freshwater catfish and bass. Man, you must be fishing some brackish or light brackish water with a good mix of some fresh in it.
Well, Tuesday morning we were heading out to go to the Biloxi Marsh. We were going to throw popping corks and plastics and live shrimp by the various islands on the outer edge of the marsh. But there was rain in that area, so we ducked into the Pearl River. And we fished some deep ledges in the Pearl River. Fished for about 45 minutes. We caught a redfish, a freshwater cat, and a bass that we kept. We caught some small trout and some hardheads. You know, the stingrays were there. But we only stayed in the Pearl for about 45 minutes. And that rain started moving east, and we made our way into the Biloxi Marsh, where we fished some birds and caught quite a few white trout with a few speckled trout mixed in. It did seem Tuesday that the white trout were under the birds and the speckled trout were around current lines as the current rolled around points. If you know where there's points and shells on the bottom, those were the areas that had more speckled trout.
Micah, I see on the radar those storms that you're looking at, so you're kind of in that holding pattern. What is the plan when that finally breaks? Where are you headed today, and what you going to try to catch?
Well, we'll head back out to the marsh where we just have such a variety and so many different islands to pursue. That's been what's been working best for us. And if that didn't produce the way we wanted to, then we could obviously fall back on trying to catch redfish up in the marsh with shrimp under a cork.
Gotcha. Mike, how are your bookings when school gets back in? Do they go up? Do they go down? Do they pretty much stay the same?
Usually you see a little bit of an uptick in bookings. I had a supervisor back when I worked in retail many years ago that told me August was one of the better months due to people saving for kids to go to school. And as soon as the kids went to school, if there were any money left over, they would treat themselves. And I think that's the same all across the country. And some people want to go fishing, and some people may want to take a short vacation or, purchase something for themselves since they sacrifice during the year to put that money aside for the child.
Well, if somebody wants to do that, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. On social media, we're at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Captain Mike, hope that weather breaks sooner than later for you and you get out there and get them. So thanks for your report as always, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, up the bayou, our Born on the Bayou guy, Captain Mike Gallo. Coming up next, if you like to get up close and personal to your fish, you paddle after them or you pedal after them, we got a kayak report. Eric Mohabarak is our guy this morning. He's next with us here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And before we get to our paddler's report, I just want to mention a couple of things. I was asked about where those cases are. They're really not divulging locations. I just know from secondhand that one of the cases reported of Vibrio was in Cocodrie. It was a serious one where a person was hospitalized for it. But other than that, it's just along the coast. And by the way, Captain Mike Gallo just texted me and he said he forgot to mention that he keeps some alcohol swabs on his boat in case anyone gets a nick or a small puncture wound. It's easy to keep it in your first aid kit. Yeah, he sent me a picture. It's just alcohol swabs, which you can put on there and immediately kill the bacteria should you get it on your hands. A good precaution. All right, well, our paddler's report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. By the way, they got a fly tying demonstration. The old snake doctor is going to be out there at 10:30 when they open. It's at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. No Wake Outfitters, and it's not just for fly fishermen or just kayakers. They've got all the outdoor gear with the latest fishing tackle that's hot for the local area. Got some nice-looking apparel. If you're into market for that, you need to get a gift. And they also actually have some classes, so you might check with Justin, see when the fly tying and fishing classes are officially scheduled. That's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Joining us now is Captain Eric Mohabarak, one of our field reporters. And, Eric, I guess the chat among the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is the Ride the Bull coming up in a couple of weeks. And according to reports I'm getting, they got some big bulls out there waiting to play.
They're down for sure, man. That Ride the Bull is on the 22nd and 23rd of August. It's a great time. It's not just about the fishing tournament, as you well know. They do an excellent job on hosting it with shrimp boil and food and music and prizes and stuff like that. It's a good camaraderie. It's good. You can't go wrong with it. It's always been a good time I forget what year we on now, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I know the years that I go, it's like people get to see people they haven't seen in a long time. It's like a social gathering as well as a tournament, and it's a real fun one to get pulled around in a kayak.
Yep. And right now, Don, I don't know if you've been catching any of those videos that have been out on that on that Facebook and Instagram stuff, but have you seen the bridges at nighttime? The Kamenata Pass, the fishing pier. Lord, the bull reds are in there, thicket, and you can shake a stick at, man. If you got a kid or something right now, and you don't have a boat, just go to the pier and fish at night. They're eating anything that hits the water. It's unbelievable. You know, it reminds me of seeing them along the beaches like that, where they're schooled up on top of the water.
Yeah, people need to remember, though, catch and release, nothing over 27 can be kept anymore.
Yeah, that is true, you know, but it makes great for a picture. And, you know, as a young child, they'll remember that the rest of their life, catching a big bull red. That'll be the first one, and they'll remember that one forever.
Eric, you got reports of jubilees on the Mississippi coast where the oxygen depletion causes the fish to swim up on the beaches.
Yes, sir. Somewhere in Biloxi right there. And another one was, where was it? Pascagoula or something? I can't remember offhand the other one. But I know Alabama also had one around the Mobile area, from my understanding. It's pretty interesting on how that happens. And I also wonder if that ever happens here in Louisiana. I haven't heard of it, you know.
We've had them in Grand Isle, but they're not as common as what happens. Alabama, they happen almost on a yearly basis.
Yeah, no, that's from the oxygen depletion coming out of the water. I wonder if it's an algae that causes that or not. I'm not familiar with it, but I'd sure like to be there when they're all swimming up to the beach.
Yeah, well, people need to remember, though, the possession and bag limits are still the same, you know, because people figure, well, these fish are dying anyway, you know, make good use of them, but you got to abide by the limits.
Right, same thing like the freezers. You got to have the same limit, that's for sure.
You going to go catch some crabs down on the island?
Yeah, I try to make an annual trip every year with my son, Brody, King Brody, and get him out there. He's old now, you know, he's 17. Senior
wow,
high school, so
wow.
Things are changing. Yeah, it's been a while, darn.
Yes,
but, man, the crabs are phenomenal down there right now. You know, along the beaches, I read a little thing the other day, a guy caught 178 with just a net running along the beach and scooping them up.
Wow.
So it's definitely time, you know. Take as much as you need. Don't take more than you need. You know, like I'll go and I'll fill an ice chest, and that's enough. I don't need more than that. You know, no sense in abusing. And remember, don't keep the sponges, the female crabs. Those are illegal. You got to let them go. But pretty much, just have at it. You know, bring some string and chicken, or I bring nets. You know, and bring a scoop net too. Especially if you got the young ones. The young ones keep themselves occupied with the scoop nets, chasing minnows and stuff.
Do you crab from the kayak, or you just go in the surf?
Don, we have done it from the kayak, but, you know, it's they got so many crabs down there right now this time of year. We just go off to the surf with the nets, and I throw the nets out, and then we just go walk out there and pick up the cork and catch what we catch, you know? I mean, we go at it hardcore, but not really crazy. It's more of a relaxed day, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that sponge on the bottom of the female crab. People don't realize that it's illegal to keep that. Now, that is a heavy fine. I want to say it's maybe $500.
Really? I didn't know that. I knew it was illegal to keep.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is the loss of a whole lot of crabs, because when that sponge erupts, that's when all the hundreds and hundreds of baby crabs are born. And, you know, that's why it's illegal to keep them. And they call it the sponge stage, and people need to be aware of that. A lot of people have no idea what that is.
Right, that's a big orange ball under a crab. If you see that, throw the crab back, people.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a trip and do some kayak fishing in your kayaks and get a chance to experience what that's all about before they invest in one, tell them how to get you.
Well, that's easy. Your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Instagram or Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just give me a call or text, 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. Enjoy your crabbing trip.
Oh, yeah, Don. All right, you have a great one, man.
All right, talk to you next time. That's Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, we'll be back and get to some of your text messages coming in. And we got a bad boy story with a controversial sentencing. A lot of people feel like the judge was too lenient on the perpetrator. That story's up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, back to the text board. We got the Irish Coonass checking in. He says, you're talking about things you can be exposed to in the water. A doctor told him he was tested positive for TB, but he didn't have it, but had exposed to it from the Bayou River and the Gulf waters. Just saying. And let's see, we've got someone interested in getting the Reed Allaman song link. I'll work on that. I think we got that coming for you with the help of my producer, Coleman. All right, this one, the backstrap says, we had three Jubilees last week in Fairhope, Alabama. Mobile Bay, the Jubilees have been more than normal. Fairhope, the Dolphin Island, almost weekly. We think it's due to the mud dumping from the Corps of Engineers deepening the ship channel in the bay. It could be. Of course, it could be just the oxygen depletion that normally occurs. The colonel from Hammond says he keeps a bottle of hydrogen peroxide on board, great for cuts and scrapes, and you can revive your live well if your fish get oxygen depleted. Here's one that says, West Beach, Jubilees are common on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay. The O2 in the water comes, here we go. I'm trying to. These texts come in, and they're all over the place. So the critters aren't dying. They're just oxygen deprived. And when the wind picks up after daylight and the O2 and the water comes up, they swim back to deeper water. Well, sometimes the period takes so long that they actually die because, it's just not long. They can go without oxygen. But you're correct. If it does change and they can get back to deeper water with oxygen, that they can survive. But a lot of times the fish are actually dying. Here's one says, it's the Silver Hill guy. Been a while since I texted you. Alabama passed a law that you don't need a license for the Jubilee as long as the other rules are followed. And by the way, I got the bacteria in 1998 in my hand. Took 7 months to be cured. One man died. Another lost both arms and legs during that same time. Yeah, Vibrio is nothing to play with. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause for our station identification. On the backside, going to tell you about a controversial sentencing of this week's bad boy of the outdoors. Right after we let our local stations identify. Well, shortly after midnight on July 28th of last year, Jason Chasson Jr. was the operator of a 25-foot Sea Fox boat when he collided with a 25-foot pontoon boat on the Tickfaw River. Result was the deaths of a passenger on the Sea Fox, that was 31-year-old Thigh Gustin of Springfield, and 36-year-old Chase Sharkey of Greensburg, who was the driver of the pontoon boat, as well as seriously injuring 5 other passengers who were treated at North Oaks Hospital in Hammond. The agents arrested Chasson on August 22nd of last year, charged with 2 counts of vehicular homicide, 5 counts of first-degree vehicular negligent injury, second offense operating or driving a vessel while impaired, and careless operation of a vessel. Pleading no contest to the charges on July 7th, and sentenced last Friday to a 2-year jail sentence to be served in the Livingston Parish Jail, plus a $2,000 fine, is 35-year-old Jason Chasson Jr. of Holden, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. A lot of people upset. 2-year jail sentence, $2,000 fine for 2 cases of negligent homicide and vehicular homicide, DWI. That was put out by, the judge's name was Charlotte Foster. She originally had sentencing to a total of 10 years, but suspended 8 of those years for some mitigating circumstances, which we don't know about. But a lot of people are upset and think this is a case that should have certainly got a more serious sentence. And another proof that alcohol and water do not mix. And I got to tell you, they had some problems with the float fest that has been growing on Lake Pontchartrain. And 3 boaters were arrested for DWI, and that what has become a concert on the water. We'll talk more about that next week. Time for a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He and I met up at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting, pleading the case for a north-south waterfowl zone. Didn't buy what we had saying. It's going to be 5 more years of the old East and West. We'll talk to Ryan about that and get a Plaquemines Parish Fishing Report next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris, joins us now. And buddy, I think we made a good case before the commission, but, you know, looking back on it and the responsibility of the waterfowl biologist and then the commissioners, I mean, they went with what the majority of the respondents to the survey said, even though I thought we made a very good case. But I guess looking back at it, if you had to make a decision in order to feel like you're doing the right thing, you go with what the majority stated. It was unfortunate that enough people didn't receive that survey or didn't know how to get it or even were unaware that they could request it and never got their message heard.
Well, it's a valuable lesson learned for us. I still don't think it was the right thing. It was the most popular thing. And they have a tough job. You know, if they do that for us, then they're going to hear about it from other people, you know.
Right.
So they have a tough job, so they go with the majority. So that's a valuable lesson to us, although it's going to take 5 years. And I hate that it's a 5-year deal, because now we know the squeaky gear gets the grease. So it's incumbent upon us next time to just inundate it and get our numbers up. Everybody's going to have to get involved, take us the survey, and you know, although it didn't say nothing about negative tides, it had enough in there that they could figure out what it was. So if it's our fault if we don't get it done next time. It's the first time I ever had to go to court for anything. I learned how that works. So it's a 5-year lesson, though. That's the problem. So next time, guys, we got to get on it. Everybody send it in, and if you don't have it, get it. Send the survey in, and we'll just inundate it and win the war, because it's a population deal. You know, it's whatever the popular thing is, that's what they go with, because it's expedient for them. But, again, they have such a tough job. They got so much stuff thrown at them.
Yeah, well, now they're going to work on the dates, and hopefully the dates will kind of match up with what eliminates some of those negative tides.
Yeah, Jason told me that I could call him in December, and we can go over the tides, and hopefully we'll have the split on the weeks when we have a whole 8 to 10 days of negative tides, and just close the season then. So at least we can have a win that way. And we did that 3 years ago, and boom, the population went out there. Said, no, we want it all the way to January. But no, I think they realized that we need this. So, you know, I made enough to think about it, but I did my best.
Yeah, he didn't sound too positive about the possibility of the Mexican whistlers, you know, the black-bellied ducks. For that experimental October season.
Model ducks and wood ducks. You know, come on, Coonasses, get right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in order to try to protect the model duck, you know, it's that old identification thing.
Well, not only that, but the model ducks are in a steep decline. So, you know, just habitat loss, the more marsh we lose, the more model ducks we lose. So it's just a matter of getting that right. But, you know, just shoot the ducks you're supposed to shoot. You know, people know a model duck's coming in. They know a wood duck, and they're shooting them anyhow. I see it all the time. I see it every year. I see them dropping out of the sky. I say, God, really? And they don't bring them in. They don't dare bring them in. They just want to kill.
Yeah. So, what a waste. Well, give us a fishing report.
The river's at 5.2. A lot of thunderstorms. We've been having a big northeast wind. The fishing yesterday was brutal. I mean, brutal. But everybody I talked to just about, especially the red fishermen, they just had a tough time yesterday. All the guys in Venice, the guys on east side, the guys on west side. So with that big moon coming too and these north winds in the summertime, it's tough fishing. In fact, I canceled the trip today because it was supposed to be really windy today. In fact, it's just starting to pick up now. So I don't want to bring people here with a big, big bright moon and the fish are going to bite after, you know, 11 to 12, 1 o'clock. And it's just, you know, I'm not taking your money if I can't get you a bunch of fish.
Well, that's the way the business should be operated. Unfortunately, you got people who, you know, knowing what the conditions are, they insist on going anyway. But, you know, that's all part of that.
Some people want to go anyway. They say, well, we'll take our chances. You know, and that's fine. But, you know, all the guys do their best. But, you know, if it's stacked against you, the northeast wind is brutal in the summertime, especially on the east side. But yesterday on the west side, I see some really good guys come in with one and two fish. I mean, that's – you know, that hurts your pride if you're a guide. You know, that's tough.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. The river's coming down. It's 5.2 now, and next week it'll be in the threes. So it's really going to fall out now. So it's, you know, and now the full moon, the redfish will go to spawn this full moon, and then they'll disperse and come around because they have not been around. There's no giant schools of pogies. There's no giant schools of mud. It's a very, very strange year. Hmm. I haven't seen any fish kills like you're talking about Alabama and Mississippi. But you know, that's going to happen. If it ever happens to us, it'll happen on the slack tide when the tide goes deep and, you know, you get the flip over because then the water's not moving enough to get that oxygen in it. You know, right, as long as we got that river pushing water everywhere, it usually keeps the oxygen moving and doesn't get stagnant. But when you get that neap tide, there's a chance of that always. I've only seen it once where the shrimp and the mullet were coming up on, I mean, the flounders were skirting on top, but I haven't seen a kill. They just came up and went away, you know.
Any word on saltwater wedge? You and I have had some really good trips in the river when that occurs. Is it on the way?
It's once it gets to three, then it'll be on the way. And the redfish will start pouring in the river this week, along with other species. But the trout will not come this far up until the 1st of November. I don't know how they got a calendar or what, but they know. So the redfish will start getting there. I'll start crankbaiting, and I really like crankbaiting the rocks. And, you know, when they hit a crankbait, it's just brutal, a brutal hit. It's take your arms out. And you can sight fish them, too. The river's going to get real clear. You'll be able to sight fish them with a crankbait. I really enjoy that. So I'll be doing that here shortly.
Very good. Well, 9-day teal season. People better get a book because you're not going to have the long, you know, 16 days like we've had before.
And not only that, but, you know, being this late, that we'll have more teal because, you know, when you start early, if you don't get a cold front, you only get that first charge, and then it gets stale for a couple of days until you get another front. starting at the end like that, we ought to have teal from the get-go. Really, I mean, a lot of teal on the 20th. Oh, my word, that's going to be one heck of a day. And then if we get a couple of cold fronts, that end is always really good. So we ought to have a great teal season, albeit 9 days. I think we'll still harvest.
I tell you what, on our little red fishing trip we did recently, man, they've got some good food down there for them right now. That marsh is looking good on that east side.
It is, and there's also some teal already showed up. We saw one little flock already. Kind of early, but they were there. So
yeah,
just wanted to watch them skirt around.
So trying to beat the rush. All right, somebody wants to get a hold of you. How you call a plastic man?
Oh, just 504-559-5111, or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. It's looking up good for the fall. It's slow right now for everybody, but I think the fall is going to be great.
All right. Hope so. All right. We'll catch up with you next time. Thanks for the report, and thanks for what you do for the sportsmen and giving it the best shot there at the commission meeting. Appreciate it.
Welcome, buddy. Thanks.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming back after this. Well, it's time to wrap up. We're just about out of time. Got a couple of texts we'll go over and maybe recap some of the show. Stick around. We'll be back and then out right after this. All right, let's see. Let's get some of our text messages. And this one says, individual fishing licenses should be the responsibility of each fisherman and not the captain. At some point, accountability has to become a way of life in this country and not the responsibility of a captain trying to provide a service to other fishermen. Well stated. Donnie Sampson checking in with us. He's going to Grand Isle to Elmer's Island. Wonderful place to fish the beach and hope to catch a few crabs. We got a question. Where did the last captain say you can bring kids to a pier now to catch the big bull reds? That was Eric Mohabarak. That is the bridge in Grand Isle. The old bridge has been shut down and converted into a fishing pier. And you just park down there at Grand Isle, walk down the pier, and he says at nighttime it's been best, and because that can be a hot place in the summertime on an open bridge like that, especially if you got a real bright sunny day. So I would suggest going late in the evening or at night when it kind of cools down. All right, here's one says, no disrespect, but trying to tell a lifelong resident of the Eastern Shore about Jubilees is like me trying to tell a coon ass how to follow a nutria rat. Peace, brother. I'm not trying to tell you more about it than what you probably know, but not all of the fish survive, or crabs or whatever, in a Jubilee. A lot of times it's they die. Particularly when it happens in Grand Isle, the mortality rate's pretty high. Maybe a lot lower over there on the Eastern Shore, and I'm sure a lot of the fish survive. So either here nor there. Sometimes they'll make it, sometimes they won't. Now, here's a comment about the sentence on the killing of two people in the boating accident. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it was too light of a sentence. 10 years probably would have been more appropriate. We're talking about two people lost their lives because somebody was careless enough to be drunk and operating a boat on a river and injured five other people and caused damage too. So, well, it was up to the judge, and there may have been some mitigating circumstances in the sentencing that we don't know about. All right, I want to remind you, next week, tune in honor of the passing of a good friend and a part of this radio station for many years, Captain Tofio Bourgeois, who unfortunately lost his life too early in a plane crash doing what he loved to do. I'm going to share with you the details of what happened from the actual testimony and the summary and the statements from the two survivors of that plane crash. And thanks to Tofield, they're still around. We'll be talking about that next week. So be sure and tune us in. Thanks to our buddy Coleman back at the studio for pressing all the buttons and helping us get through. Thanks to you for listening for the many years. We're in our 36th year of doing this show. Don't forget to make a note of that text number, 504-260-1870. We love to hear from you each and every Saturday morning. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you back here with another episode of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.